And we want to take a closer look now at that new study published in the journal Science from a team of researchers at Harvard University's Chan School of Public Health, with the attention-getting headline that some social distancing may be needed through 2022 to keep coronavirus in check. Helen Branswell, with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, has been credited with being one of the earliest and best sources for news about the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S., so we turn to her. And Helen, to the study. Basically, they're saying the idea of one-time distancing, you know, like we're doing now, is not going to stop the pandemic.
Right. What effectively they've looked at is, you know, how effective this would be at bringing transmission down to the point where, you know, going forward. And they say that it's unlikely that enough people have been infected already that you could get anywhere close to what is called herd immunity, enough people in the community who already have some immunity to it because they've been infected. And, you know, if you get to the point where you had herd immunity, you would expect transmission to really start to decline. But what they're saying is, you know, we're not there yet. And if you release the social distancing measures, what's likely going to happen is you're going to have a resurgence of cases, right. And you're probably going to have to effectively do this on an intermittent basis, you know,
for a long time,
months and maybe longer.
Well, yeah. And you speak of immunity. They also remind us there's different kinds of immunity, you know, whether it's short-term or long-term immunity is going to be consideration, whether the common cold, which we've been reminded is also a coronavirus, may also give people some immunity, but that might give a false impression because that would be in the short-term category and COVID-19 could then come roaring back. So immunity has different levels.
Yeah, that's right. There is some question about whether or not if you have some immunity to those viruses, whether that would give you what is called cross protection. Mm-hmm. So some kind of a boost that might protect you against the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. But again, these are factors that just we won't know until we've been living with this virus for a little while longer.
Known unknowns. Well, there's also another factor. Enough intensive care beds could figure in. How so?
Well, what they're saying is, you know, if the goal is to keep down transmission so that your hospital system doesn't get overwhelmed, if you increase your capacity to treat severely ill people, then you could let up on some of the community distancing measures that are in place, because then you could safely treat people. If we get to the point where a therapy that is known to be effective and prevent people from transitioning from sort of an early mild infection to becoming very severe, if you got something that could work in that kind of a setting, then also you could start to loosen up because you wouldn't be as worried about the healthcare system being overloaded.
Yeah. Warm weather, you know, they say is not going to kill it. And we know that. We're seeing it in places and countries that are very warm, but it could reduce it. And again, that gives sort of a false sense, doesn't it?
One of the concerns is that, you know, if it sort of dies down a little bit in the summer and everybody starts easing up on measures to slow transmission, that effectively you could be pushing another peak of infections into the fall and winter, when the virus is expected to be able to transmit more efficiently. You know, most respiratory viruses do. And, you know, that would be a time during which we'll also be dealing with influenza, so which puts a lot of burden on the healthcare system. So having a 1-2 punch in the winter would be really not great.
Yeah. Helen Branswell, with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, will link you to her writing at herenow.org. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.